SRN News, I'm John Scott. As Washington awaits the final outcome in remaining House races, House Speaker Mike Johnson says the prospect of unified government is looking stronger today with the GOP controlling the House, the Senate, and the White House. On the Salem Media Group program This Week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Johnson says Republicans did exceptionally well despite being outspent by Democrats.
$45 or $50 million were spent on one House seat. And so as we sit here, we're still awaiting the outcome of 8 or 10 of those seats. And we believe that's going to give us the final number. But here's the bottom line. I'm convinced that we do have the majority. I think, as you noted, all the pollsters and the experts say that we do. We just don't know yet how large the margin is. Obviously, the larger, the better. But I will work with whatever we're given. And I'm excited to get started.
Johnson's full interview will be heard on This Week on the Hill on radio stations this weekend and starting at 10 a.m. Eastern on the Salem News Channel. Also at SRNNews.com, Susan Wiles is President-elect Donald Trump's pick as White House Chief of Staff. Wiles was co-chair of Trump's third presidential campaign that was considered his most disciplined and smoothly run. She ran his 2016 and 2020 campaigns in Florida, where she also advised gubernatorial campaigns for Rick Scott and Ron DeSantis. Republicans had a big night in South Texas, flipping predominantly Hispanic counties along the U.S.-Mexico border. In one county, the most Hispanic in the nation, voters hadn't backed a Republican presidential candidate for more than a century. The dramatic realignment revealed President-elect Trump's strength in a region now likely to be a backdrop to any crackdowns on migration. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow ahead 274 points, but the NASDAQ losing 3. This is SRN News. Most Christians have non-Christian friends.
According to the latest poll from Lifeway Research, 71% of Protestant churchgoers say there are people in their circle of friends who do not share their religious beliefs. The vast majority of these non-Christian buddies are either Jewish or atheists and agnostics. Only 28% of Protestant churchgoers say they have at least a friend who is Muslim, and just 11% report having a Buddhist or Hindu amongst their closest acquaintances. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri is one of several states where voters approved an amendment that enshrines abortion in the state constitution this week. Now, Planned Parenthood is moving in. The organization has already filed suit in state court seeking to invalidate the Missouri abortion ban. Planned Parenthood officials say they want to immediately start offering abortions at clinics in Columbia, Kansas City, and St. Louis if they get the judicial ruling they're requesting. This is SRN News. Assault charges have been filed against a man accused of shooting at occupied vehicles in North Carolina's capital city.
Raleigh police say the 23-year-old suspect faces multiple charges in addition to assault. A second person detained at the time of his arrest has been released without any charges being filed. The case came to light after several people reported gunfire on Interstate 40 in Raleigh and suburban Cary around the Wednesday morning rush hour. Reports of other similar shootings then surfaced. One person hit in the leg suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Rich Thomason reporting.
The union that represents Philadelphia mass transit system workers has agreed to delay a potential strike, saying progress was being made in the ongoing contract talks. Transport workers union Local 234 members had voted to authorize a strike. They're asking for improved personal safety and a wage increase. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.